はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、セントルイス。
夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 82. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, the day has come. We are about to embark on one of the most important constructions in Japanese. Natsuko-san, what construction are we talking about?
It's the te form, right?
That's it. Now, this construction will enable you to do so much more. Take short sentences, turn them into huge, long, run-on sentences, abuse the grammar. But the point is that this will be one of the key turning points in your quest to master Japanese. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to skip the greetings. We're going to get right into today's lesson. Now, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, we have further breakdowns, plus in the Learning Center, quiz questions to reinforce what you learn. Plus, review of previous lessons. It's all in there. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. All right, here we go.
あの新しいロボットはすごいですよ。
どのロボットですか？
これです、これです。見てください。
これですか？どこがすごいんですか？
このロボットは言葉で命令することができます。
へえ。
行きますよ。まっすぐ行って、あのゴミを拾って、あのゴミ箱に入れてください。
かしこまりました。
ウィー、ウィー、ウィー、クッ、クッ、ウィ
ー。完了しました。
すごいですね。
でしょう？
僕の宿題もできるでしょうか？
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。あの新しいロボットはすごいですよ。
どのロボットですか？
これです。これです。見てください。
これですか？どこがすごいんですか？
このロボットは言葉で命令することができます。
へえ。
行きますよ。まっすぐ行って、あのゴミを拾って、あのゴミ箱に入れてください。
すごいですね。
でしょう？
僕の宿題もできるでしょうか？次は英語が入ります。
あの新しいロボットはすごいですよ。
This new robot is amazing.
どのロボットですか？
What robot?
これです、これです。見てください。
This one, this one. Please look.
これですか？どこがすごいんですか？
This one? What's amazing about this one?
このロボットは言葉で命令することができます。
You can command this robot with your voice.
へぇ。
Whoa!
行きますよ。
Here I go.
まっすぐ行って、あのゴミを拾って、あのゴミ箱に入れてください。
Please go straight. Pick up that trash and put it in that trash can over there.
すごいですね。
Amazing!
でしょう？
Right?
僕の宿題もできるでしょうか？
It can do my homework too, right?
It was a great conversation.
You liked it?
Yes, I did.
Now, more than what we liked in this conversation was in the informal conversation.
Right. It was great.
Now, for everybody out there who's listening on iTunes and listening through podcast catchers, what we give you here is the formal version. And sometimes we have to twist this a bit and kind of make it so it's polite Japanese. Now, what we have on the site in according situations, because we can't use informal Japanese in every situation, but this is two friends talking, we actually have the informal conversation. And in the informal conversation, we usually change just a little bit. You know, it gives us more freedom.
Yeah.
More creative freedom. So all the stuff you used to find in the wild lessons, you're going to start to find in the informal tracks. So you definitely want to stop by. and check that out. Again, just come to the homepage. All it is one click. You get the informal conversation right there. Right-click the link, download it. Play it on whatever media you want. All right, Yoshi-san, you got to stop me when I do this. All right, let's get into the vocab. First word.
最初のキーワードはロボット。
ロボット。
ロボット。ロボット。
Natsuko-san, what's the most famous humanoid robot in the world?
Ashimo.
And I believe the English pronunciation would be Asimo. Now, it's actually A-S-I-M-O, which stands for Advanced Step in Innovative Mobility. Now, give us the Japanese one more time.
Ashimo.
What does this mean?
Ashimo? Legs also?
Yeah, legs also. So it's kind of a catchy name that means both things. It has an acronym in English, mm-hmm. and it also has meaning in Japanese.
Yes. He's famous for running.
Yeah, recently he's getting to be able to do some... Look, we're calling him he.
Yes.
Recently...
Oh, maybe she?
Good point. Natsuko-san.
I believe it's he, but I'm not sure.
Well, I think if it was she could not only walk, but talk also. Mm-hmm. I think that's why he's still a he.
I see.
Oh, boy. We better just keep on going here. So again, robot. Now, Natsuko-san, do you have anything else you want to add about robots?
I think some people know the famous Japanese character, Doraemon.
Doraemon. And for those that don't, Yoshi-san, what are you laughing about?
I like your pronunciation.
Doraemon.
Oh, man. Yes, well, after all, it is your language, so you have the right to laugh and make fun. Is that it, Natsuko-san?
Doraemon wa neko gata robotto desu.
Yoshi-san, English, onegai shimasu.
Doraemon is not a humanoid robot, but it's a cat-type robot.
Feline. Feline. Feline line. A cat-class robot.
Yes.
He doesn't look like so, but actually he is.
He's a robot?
Yes.
Something new we learned today. Okay, let's get on to the next word.
次のキーワードは言葉。
Word.
言葉。言葉.
Now, the first character in this word means?
To say.
And the second character means?
Leaf.
The little leaves are the words that make up the language. Say, leaf. The leaves are the little words that make up the language. Okay, what's next?
次のキーワードは命令.
Order.
命令. 命令.
Now, how do we turn this into a verb?
You add する.
Yes, the almighty する. So many words can be made into verbs just by adding this. And again, this is one.
命令する.
Next we have.
次のキーワードは拾う.
Pick up. And as in English, this has many, many meanings. We're going to go through some right now. But first, Natsuko, お願いします.
拾う. 拾う.
Okay, Yoshi-san. Rei, お願いします.
ゴミを拾う.
Pick up garbage.
タクシーを拾う.
Pick up a taxi. Now, this is one we don't even have in English. Pick up a taxi. We say grab a taxi.
Oh, really?
Or get a taxi.
Oh.
But pick up. One more time, give us this expression.
タクシーを拾う.
To tell you the truth, I'm learning this today for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. So how can we say, let's pick up a taxi?
タクシーを拾おうよ.
Again, that's the informal. When speaking among friends, the polite way would be
タクシーを拾いましょう.
So if you're in a business meeting and you just leave the meeting, you would want to say to everyone in the meeting
タクシーを拾いましょう.
And if you're just finished dinner with some friends and you're looking for a taxi, you would say
タクシー拾おうよ.
Yes. And next we have
人を拾う.
Pick someone up. Now this is often used in the same way as in English. I'll pick you up. And usually, it doesn't mean I'll walk by and meet you. It means you have a car and you'll go to get them. So, Yoshi-san, how can we say, I'll pick you up in the car at 7?
車で7時に拾います.
Okay. Car is marked by the particle
で.
Time is marked by the particle
に.
Okay. Next we have.
次のキーワードは箱.
Box.
箱. 箱.
Natsuko-san, 例をお願いします。
郵便箱
mailbox
郵便物を郵便箱に入れます
to put a mail parcel in the mailbox
ゴミ箱
Garbage pail, trash can. Next.
次のキーワードは宿題
Homework.
宿題宿題
My favorite expression is 宿題がありません No homework. What do you have next?
次のキーワードは完了
Completion.
完了 完了
And how do we turn this into a verb?
完了する
The almighty する Back to turn another noun into a verb. Now, Yoshi-san, give us that voice one more time. Give us the robot voice that everybody loves. How did you do that?
I turned into a robot. 完了しました
Wow.
Now that's good. All right, let's move on to today's grammar point.
今日のグラマーポイントは手
Now, forming the 手 form of certain class 1 verbs and class 2 verbs. Now, class 2 verbs are our favorite. And the reason they're our favorite is because they're so easy to conjugate. Natsuko-san, how do we make the 手 form of class 2 verbs?
Drop the る and add 手
to the ます stem. That's it. So, for to eat, which is?
食べる
To make the 手 form?
食べて
Drop the root and add 手 That's it. So simple. That's why they're our favorite. Now, class 1, when it comes to the 手 conjugation, we have to watch our step a bit because there are some exceptions. There are some rules we have to watch. Now, class 1 verbs that end in う、つ、る and the verb 行く are all conjugated by replacing the final hiragana character with
て
Now, you got to watch out. There's a chichai tsu in there.
Right.
So, for example, what's the verb to buy?
買う
The final hiragana is う So, as we said, we conjugate by dropping う and adding
て
So, Yoshi-san, give us the plain form.
買う
て form?
買って
tsu ending. 勝つ to win.
勝つ
勝って
And verb ending in る What is the one we definitely need to know?
ある。
あって。
Okay, more in the PDF coming up on this. You definitely want to get today's PDF. You don't want to miss this because we'll have a further breakdown. And yes, this week we'll continue on with the te conjugation. All right, that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
またね。